Exodus 29. And the verse 22, Exodus 29 and verse 22. Also you shall take of the ram the fat and the rump, and the fat that covers the inwards, and the caul above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder, for it is a ram of consecration. And one loaf of bread, and one cake of oiled bread, and one wafer out of the basket of the unleavened bread that is before the Lord. And thou shalt put all in the hands of Aaron, and in the hands of his sons, and thou shalt wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And in Leviticus 14. Leviticus 14. Leviticus 14. And verse 10. Leviticus 14, verse 10. And on the eighth day he shall take two he lambs without blemish, and one ewe lamb of the first year without blemish, and 3/10 deals of fine flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil, and one log of oil. And the priest that makes him clean shall present the man that is to be made clean, and those things before the Lord, at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall take one lamb, and offer him for a trespass offering, and a log of oil, and wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And over into Numbers chapter 5. Numbers chapter 5. Numbers chapter 5 and verse 15. Numbers 5 and 15. Then shall the man bring his wife unto the priest, and he shall bring her offering for her the tenth part of an ephah of barley meal. He shall pour no oil upon it, nor put frankincense thereon, for it is an offering of jealousy, an offering of memorial, bringing iniquity to remembrance. And the priest shall bring her near and set her before the Lord. And further down the chapter, verse 25, then the priest shall take the jealousy offering out of the woman's hand, and shall wave the offering before the Lord, and offer it upon the altar. And the priest shall take an handful of the offering, even the memorial thereof, and burn it upon the altar, and afterwards shall cause the woman to drink the water. In the next chapter, verse 19, chapter 6 of Numbers and verse 19, and the priest shall take the southern shoulder of the ram, and one unleavened cake out of the basket, and one unleavened wafer, and shall put them upon the hands of the Nazarite, after the hair of his separation is shaven, and the priest shall wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. This is holy for the priest, with a wave breast and heave shoulder. And after that, the Nazarite may drink wine. And then in chapter 8, chapter 8, chapter 8, and verse 11, and Aaron shall offer the Levites before the Lord for an offering of the children of Israel, that they may execute the service of the Lord. And the Levites shall lay their hands upon the heads of the bullocks. And thou shalt offer one for a sin offering, the other for a burnt offering unto the Lord, to make an atonement for the Levites. And thou shalt set the Levites before Aaron and before his sons, and offer them for an offering unto the Lord. And the verse 19, and I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and to his sons from among the children of Israel, to do the service of the children of Israel in the tabernacle of the congregation, to make an atonement for the children of Israel, that there be no plague among the children of Israel when the children of Israel come nigh the sanctuary. I just wanted, dearly beloved, really reading the scriptures, not so much to really expatiate on them in detail, but to just bring before us the thought of the wave offering. We've had mention of the drink offering, just about some various applications of the wave offering. Now the wave offering that we're all very familiar with, of course, is the wave breast in the peace offering, isn't it? The wave breast, the breast speaking of affections. And we're all very happy with that. And as we were reminded, some brother did remind us, was it on Monday, when we had the wave sheaf, it's being presented before the Lord, shown round in every way. It's that which goes up, it's that which goes up. And there's two things, there's a heave shoulder, a heave offering, and a wave offering. And the heave offering tends to be part of a whole. The wave offering can be part of a whole, as in the case of the wave breast, but it can also be a complete thing. And if you notice, the wave sheaf that we were concerned with in Leviticus 23 was a whole sheaf, not part of it. And then further down in that there, we had animals that were waved. And notice it was the whole animals that were waved. They were killed, but the whole animal was waved, not a part of them. And the waving, all the, I won't say scholars, I'll say commentators, seem to suggest to us that the waving indicates consecration. Consecration. Now, I know some of you will be saying, well, you know, in the wave sheaf, the Lord didn't need to be consecrated, did he? You see? But he didn't, did he? No, he didn't need to be consecrated. But what did he say in John 17? For their sakes I set myself apart. And think of it, that blessed man in resurrection, the man out of death, the man who went into death, 3 days in the grave, rose again the third day, the man out of death, the wave sheaf. Yes, he says, for their sakes I set myself apart. And he's in that 17th of John, he comes before the Father on behalf of his own. And he wants them now to be in the world as he was in the world for the Father. John 6, he'd said, I live on account of the Father. Even so, he that eats me, appropriates me, assimilates me, even he shall live by me. So there I would suggest we see a type of consecration. And I think it's clearly the case in Exodus 29, isn't it? Consecration. Because that's what the word literally means. It means to fill the hands. To fill the hands. Consecration. And so there you see, in Exodus 29, there was all these wonderful offerings. And in verse 21, we read that they were to take of the blood that is upon the altar, the anointing oil, sprinkle it on Aaron, and notice, on his garments and on his sons with him. There are times, of course, in this chapter that you all well know when it's Aaron and his own, speaking of the Lord Jesus, Aaron and his sons, us as priests coming in along with the Lord, and then on the garments of his sons with him, and he shall be hallowed, and his sons' garments with him, and then of the ram, thou shalt take the fat speaking of the devotion of the Lord, the burning zeal of the Lord, the devotion of the Lord, the fat. Remember, in the sin offering, even the fat was taken out, wasn't it? In the liver, and burned on the burnt offering altar. Devotion of the blessed Lord, even in the matter of the sin offering. The primacy of the Lord's devotion. And the fat tail and these things, and it says, and the right shoulder, for it says it's a ram of consecration. One loaf of bread, cake of oil bread, and it says, they shall put all this in the hands of Aaron and in the hands of his sons, and shall wave them as a wave offering before the Lord. This utter, total devotion to the Lord, consecration. And of course, it would bring before us, wouldn't it, Romans 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is the least that can be expected of you. That's what the word there means. It means it's the least that can be expected of you. It's all on the altar. Remember dear brother George Davison? He used to sit here in the Bible readings, didn't he? And but one thing he used to remind us of, he says, Christianity is a sacrificial system, isn't it? Sacrificial system. It's all All on the altar. Given up to Christ. We had them in 14, the case of the leper. Not the sinner brought in from the world. No, this sadly, as can happen to all of us, is the believer, type of the believer, who falls into sin, commits a great sin. And thankfully, he's restored, wonderfully restored. There's care, of course, on the part of the priest. Not to just condemn him right away. Oh, get him out, get him out. No, no, he doesn't. No, no, no. He looks at him and sees, is it really? No, well, I'm in doubt. I've got doubt. So we'll shut him up for another 7 days. And then even after that, he's not finished with him. He looks again. He seeks recovery. It's recovery. That's what we need, dear brothers, isn't it? When they go away. Ye who are spiritual. Yes, that's what we need today, is spiritual men. Can work on the line of recovery. You who are spiritual, restore such a one. Considering who? The other brethren? No, thyself, me, lest thou also be tempted. That's what it is on the line of recovery. Anyway, this dear one is recovered, and we read even there in his case, there was a wave offering. One he lamb, and notice this time it's a trespass offering. It's not a great sin, it's a trespass that was committed, but it's waived. The whole offering is waived. And there it is, it's a wave offering, because you see, that dear one is going to come back again into the company, he's going to take his place in the testimony, and he's going to be consecrated, devoted to the Lord. And we have a prime example in that, don't we, in Peter? When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Oh, it's grand to see saints of God standing up and strengthening the brethren. But when you see a brother who's fallen and he's been restored, then it's great to see him standing up and strengthening his brethren. And think of these wonderful epistles that Peter wrote. First epistle of Peter, second epistle of Peter, I can't expound them. But do you know this? We would never have known that we have the divine nature if it hadn't been for Peter. We don't read that in John. We don't read it in Paul. We read it in Peter. So as well as John's ministry and Paul's ministry, we need Peter's ministry. Oh yes, yes, built up the spiritual house, wonderful things in Peter's epistles. And he's the one that brings before us the day of God, the day of God. Anyway, there he is, he's restored, and there's this wave, you see. It's a trespass offering, but it's waved, it's presented for God. And that dear one who's restored will be devoted and consecrated for the Lord. Now in chapter 5, we read of the jealousy offering. You know, the Lord is jealous over us with wonderful jealousy. It says, love is strong as death, jealousy cruel as the grave. The Lord holds us for himself. The Apostle Paul says, he espoused you as a chaste virgin to Christ. And this man, he suspected his dear wife of going astray. The Lord will never suspect us of that. Oh no, he never does. But notice, this is the only time, I think, that we ever have a barley offering, a meal offering of barley. Anyway, it's brought and it's presented there and it's waved. It's waved. But oh, how wonderful it is. There's the devotion there. But our Lord Jesus loves us. He will never treat us in that way. But nonetheless, as those who are now his body, soon his bride, he holds us to be faithful to the Lord in this day that he is still away and we're waiting for him to come. We've got to be faithful to him in this day. Numbers chapter 6, we had reference this afternoon, very helpful reference, to the drink offering in connection with the Nazarite. But you'll notice in verse 19 of chapter 6, that it says the priest shall take, now notice it's not a breast, it's the boiled shoulder of the ram. The ram, we didn't read it back in verse 14, it's a ram without blemish for a peace offering. Here it's a peace offering, waved again, and it's the shoulder. And it was a boiled shoulder, not a roasted shoulder, a boiled shoulder. And the shoulder, of course, we always think of the strength. But you know, others say the animal, of course, when its shoulder, it walks on it, and it's the walk of the blessed Lord take account of it, every blessed footstep of his. Read the Gospels. I always like to return to the Gospels, you know. I read the Old Testament, I read the epistles and all those sorts of things. But I like to get back to the Gospels. Get them into you. To see the steps of that blessed man. That bonny man, the man Christ Jesus. That bonny man, yes. The Lord Jesus as he walked the scene for God the Father's glory. Every step of his pathway ascending as a sweet smelling savour to God. Oh, what a blessed meditation for our hearts. To look upon him and his pathway, as we sing in the hymn, that path and cheer by earthly smiles, led only to the cross. Perhaps, of course, along with the Gospels, to read the Psalms. Oh, to see his heart there, you know. We have pictures of Christ, don't we, in the Old Testament, and we have prophecies of Christ there, these various things, but oh, in the Psalms we have the feelings of Christ, don't we? The feelings of Christ, his heartbeat, and there to meditate on these things day by day. So finally we move on, dearly beloved. I just want to set before you these instances of the wave offering. Finally, we have chapter 8, that glorious chapter 8. The Levites taken out, they were there instead of the firstborn. Every firstborn in the nation of Israel were owed to God. They could have been killed in the Passover. They belonged to God, they were his. And then the Levites were very faithful in chapter 32 of Exodus, weren't they? Who's on the Lord's side? They were there. Sons of Levi. Complete change, weren't they? As we read about in Deuteronomy 33 from Genesis 49. They were there, definitely. Oh, they were changed around. And they went in for the Lord. So they were then the replacement. They were the ones that were to be in the service of God. In the case of the priests being dedicated and given up, there was two bullocks of their side of devotion. The first one is, what Christ is to me. The second one is, what I am for Christ. And if we're going to be worshippers, we need total, full, wholehearted devotion to him. These Levites, there was only one type of offering. They fully knew and understood what Christ had done, and they were given up to him. Three classes in the nation of Israel, wasn't there? There was the warriors. They knew that Christ had died. They knew, and today the warrior knows that Christ has died for their sins. And they go forth and they tell it abroad. They tell it again, this wonderful story. They bring the news to men and women that Christ died for sinners. The worshippers, the priests, they go right in within the veil. But you know, there has to be the workers. They prepared the sacrifices, didn't they? And they brought them in, and they laid them up, and they were the ones that procured the sacrifices. They also kept the mat when the children of Israel were on the move through the desert. They handled all the various matters of the tabernacle and things like that. There was three different classes, three different families, Kohath, Merari, and Gershom, wasn't there? Kohath, they were on the devotional line, and Gershom, of course, on the doctrinal line, and Merari on a practical line. And we need all these aspects, don't we? And it's a very wonderful thing, but the believer, you know, he's a warrior, and he's a worker, and he's a worshipper. And there's no animals offered, no animals given. It's the people themselves, the men themselves, that are waved before the Lord in that wonderful way. And the preparation was, you see, they were washed, and we need to be washed by water of the Word of God, completely cleansed. And then the razor came. Where? Just round here? Or on the moustache? Or maybe the back of the neck? No, it was an all flesh. Every mark of that which is odious to God must go. Under the word of God. The razor must come upon all flesh. We must get a hold of what it says in Romans chapter 7. In me, that is in my flesh, good does not dwell. And you know this, as they always used to say, one of the first things I learned, used to say, there is one thing that God could not do. He couldn't mend the flesh. So what did he do with it? He ended it. Ended it completely in the death of Christ. And now we walk as new men. And so that razor comes upon all flesh. And then we are fitted and able to be workers for God, to maintain that testimony. The Gershonites and the Merarites, they were given wagons. They had so much stuff to carry through. The sons of Kohath, says they bore what they bore upon their shoulders. They were completely and fully identified with the testimony of a Christ going through the scene. And as we were reminded earlier in the week, I think it was Lord's Day afternoon, wasn't it? The man out of heaven, first man of the earth, the second man out of heaven, the cloth of blue. And dear saints of God, we are associated, we are identified with a heavenly man, a man who is now in the glory of God, but a man who came out of heaven, came down here, and we are linked up with him. And we've got to be identified with him as we move through the scene. So I thought we might find help, really. I've just set them before you. There's a lot in them. You can look at the blessedness of the wave offering and see the reality of it and the encouragement there is from this wave offering for his name's sake.